Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Man, has her star risen over the last couple of years. Heather McMahon, comedian, actress, she just can do everything, right? And she's just one of these women that I watch online and I'm like, I want to be her friend. If you are like that, you can pay.
Yes.
You can pay to have her as your friend.
Yeah. And all the money goes to Bert's big adventure. So it's a win-win. Our kiddos that we take every year to Disney with chronic and terminal illnesses, you're going to, you know, with your donation, buy them souvenirs, pay for their tickets. It's, you know, pay for everything to get them there. And you get to hang out with Heather McMahon. So our Avalon Noon Tonight Fashion Benefit is going down this Thursday. We would love for you to be there. General admission tickets still available. However, if you aren't able to attend, don't worry. Go to birdsbigadventure.org. We have a silent auction for the night, and it's eligible for anybody who wants to go online. So, yes, there is a dinner for six. So you and friends get to hang out with Heather McMahon at Storico Fresco. And she did this last year for us. They had the best time. The photos were amazing. They say she's just as lovely in person as she is on her Netflix specials or on the Emmys red carpet. But so if you want a chance to hang out with your parasocial friend, Heather McMahon, by all means, go to birdsbigadventure.org.
Yeah, Heather is the kind of person that owns a room as soon as she walks into it. She will own the table also. She's not going to be a celebrity that's going to be on her phone all the time scrolling. No, this is going to be a real dinner, man. And we've got so many other great silent auction items that we'll get into tomorrow also. Like, if you're thinking about a vacation, five-night stay at Seagrove Beach in a luxurious, luxurious place, we'll explain it all tomorrow. But you don't even have to be there. All you got to do is go online and start bidding now at birdsbigadventure.org. All right, so there are some industries that just have more sociopaths than others. So,
I just sneezed.
So I just needed to, again, a definition of sociopath just before we go into this. So it's a term used to describe a person with antisocial personality disorder, lack of empathy and remorse, manipulative behavior, impulsive and reckless actions, violation of social norms. Not somebody you probably want to hang out on a day.
No. And I know what professions breed the most sociopaths because I personally ran into one. And I need you guys to tell me if you think I overreacted. I did not, but you can chime in. So I recently had my annual at the gyno.
Okay.
I have a relatively new boyfriend. So I was like, okay, let me get checked up on all manner of STIs just to see. My gynecologist literally asked me if I had a new boyfriend. I said, yes. Asked me if I wanted to get tested. I said, yes. And she said, good. Don't trust men. And then immediately seemed to regret saying that. But she asked me if I wanted the big one. And I was like, what have I been getting before? The small STD test? So I got the big STD test.
What's the difference?
You can look. There's certain STIs or STDs. Like, you can choose the ones you want them to test for.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've never heard a medical practitioner refer to it as the big one.
Yeah, you can have all of them.
She called it, quote unquote, the big one. So spoiler alert, I don't have HIV or Hep C or anything like that. Shout out, Kyle. Couldn't have done that without you. That's not the issue. The issue was I went to the phlebotomist to get my blood drawn at the gynecologist. And let me just say, I am an expert at getting my blood drawn at this point with my health history. Sure. I've gotten my blood drawn more than like a Victorian woman suffering from hysteria. I am very familiar with bloodletting. So I know when it's done well and I know when it's done badly.
Right. Do you always, so, because I too have had my fair share of blood draws thanks to infertility. So you know a good stick from a bad stick.
Yes.
I always make sure to compliment them when it's a good stick. Because I feel like nobody does that. Like, who compliments the person who's doing their lab draw? So anytime it's a good stick, I'm like, I just want you to know that I have done this quite a few times, and you stuck me very well. Thank you.
I bet they love hearing that they stuck you very well.
Right?
Thank you for saying it was a good stick.
Right? I always tell them that.
I went in on a Sunday morning one time because I was so hungover to one of those places that gives you, you know, fluids and stuff like that because you dehydrated yourself so badly. She looks at my arm, and my veins are really, really... You should see nurses. They get so excited because it's going to be such an easy stick. Mm-hmm. So she looks at it and she's like, oh, man, I don't even have to work today. Can I tell you that she missed it three times?
Are you kidding?
She had to go in, out, in, out, in, out with three different needles. I was going out of my mind. It's the only part of getting stuck that really bothers me. Mm-hmm. And it was going in and out, in and out, in and out. She was so embarrassed.
Oh, she had to. She jinxed herself, man.
Yeah. Well, that's very kind of you, Kristen. I've never done that because honestly, I got used to having really good blood draws. Mm-hmm. Shout out every nurse at Emory Winship Cancer Institute. They know what they're doing. This phlebotomist did not. The second she pulled out the syringe, I was looking at it and I was like, does it have to be that big? Is it because it's the big one? I don't know.
They need more blood?
I don't know, because I didn't have that much blood taken from me relatively. But as soon as she stuck me, I knew it was over. You just know. I felt like a fish on the end of a hooking line.
Oh, my God.
I hate that. Yes.
So I have sent you all an email with a photo of what this nurse did to me. And I want you to take a look.
Is it going to be completely and totally bruised? Mine's not downloading.
Mine's not loading.
Oh,
either.
Jesus.
Oh, there it is. Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. She bruised you up good.
Real bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like going right up the vein.
It's like a Pollock painting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. It looks like one of those weather maps when you see that a storm is coming. You see the big red in the middle of radar.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
You, as a phlebotomist, this is your one job. So, hot take. I think you did it on purpose. I know what you are. You get off on this, you pervert.
Were they really young? Like, is it possible they were a new phlebotomist?
She was a middle-aged woman. She didn't speak a word to me also. Oh. She was very clinical with it. Damn. She was in and out, but no, I 100% think that she got into the job as a sociopath to hurt people.
All right, so because you in your head, I'm seeing how like all the I'm now witnessing the synapses in your brain.
Yes.
So you go through this. I'm so glad for your negative results. Again, shout out to the boyfriend. So all this happens, and you're like, she's a sociopath, and then you're like, I wonder what jobs have the most sociopath. And so then you looked it up.
Exactly what I did. I Googled, are phlebotomists sociopaths? they did not make the cut so far. Not yet. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to see if you guys can guess who is in the top 10. What careers breed the most sociopaths?
Well, based on the description that I gave initially, I would say radio.
Something in entertainment feels like that would be the case.
I'd say radio, TV, performing arts, producers.
Radio is specifically noted at number 3.
I am not surprised, not in the least.
I'm going to guess finance, those finance bros, Wall Street.
Specifically ones in the big 4.
Finance.
Yes.
Finance is not on the list.
I have a guess, surgeons.
Surgeons, number 5.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with content creators, influencers.
I would put that in number 3 with media. I think that counts.
CEOs or business owners.
CEOs are number 1.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I have another guess. Military?
Military. Oh. Military's not on the list.
Police officers?
Police officers, number 7.
So.
Mhm.
Pilots.
Pilots. Mm. No, pilots are not on the list.
It feels to me like anybody that has like a total control job.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're in control of everything.
You have to have like a God complex.
Yeah, 100% a God complex.
What else you got?
For a surgeon, not a bad thing. I want my surgeon to have a God complex.
100%. I agree. I completely agree. Okay, so down the list, number 1 CEO, 2 lawyer, which is my entire family. They're all lawyers.
Does it track for you?
I think it does.
Okay.
3 media, TV/radio, 4 salesperson, 5 surgeon, 6 journalist, 7 police officer, 8 clergy person.
Like pastors?
I guess so.
Yeah, somebody high up in religion.
You know what? I actually, that tracks.
9 chef. which is really interesting to me.
Yes, chef.
And then 10 civil servants.
A civil servant is not a social. Get out of here with this list.
You just ruined the other nine.
Let me dedicate my life to helping the community. I'm also a sociopath.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.